just because of truth and love. And I watched this in other people too. I had another guy that was on the tour. His name was JD. He's the kind of guy that was the prankster, jokester, to make fun of other people at other people's expense, try to make everybody laugh. But what was happening is in the beginning, a couple of people were laughing, and then people stopped laughing because it got really bad. But he didn't even know it. He didn't even see it. Well, a couple of days during the week, up in the week, he came up to me and he asked my opinion on something. And I shared how, I just shared some truth about, I shared Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. None. That's what God says. That's what he says. Do you know that you have such a steward, you have such authority in the words that you speak? God said, let there be light, and it was. Right? And you have authority in Christ. The words that we speak are life and death. The power of life and death is in your tongue. When you speak an encouraging word, you have favor with God. When you speak an encouraging word, you're actually marking somebody for an increase in favor. So when you partner with the Pauline covenant, which is encouraging edification, it's edification, it's edifying the body of Christ. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for edification, encouragement, which will provide grace to the hearers. You are a steward of grace for somebody. So when you speak an encouraging word, you're actually marking a person for favor. You're saying, God, I have favor in your sight. I'm asking you to increase favor on this one right here. Hallelujah. It's important because when you speak a word of death, you're actually stepping out of the grace of God. You're not choosing to provide grace to the hearers. You're actually providing condemnation for somebody. You're actually partnering with the accuser of the brethren, stepping out of the shadow of the Most High.